Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and here's another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We take a look at this now. I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to teach about it. We see this, and we read this, and it starts off with a verse that says, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." What an amazing scripture that we find here. In James 1:26, and in the New Living Testament says, "If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourselves. Your religion is worthless." So one of the most sharpest things, the sword is the tongue, and we must be able to control this weapon to be used for our defense and for our protection, and not for our downfall. It's extremely important. So in reading this devotional, continue, it says, "Oh my king, I pray that a God would remain on my tongue, and that these lips would utter no deceit. If one curses me, Father, silence will be my reaction. Remind me that I am but dust. Remind me quickly how my affirmation can only come from you. Yes, others may approve of me, but for how long and why? Only your favor fills this soul of mine. Father, this spirit you placed in me causes me to ponder many things. Yet these three things come to mind." Now remember, this Suffer Well devotional series was written by a man in jail who was suffering and away from his family and really reaching out to our Creator. And this is the three things. Number one, first, Father, how remarkable is it that the spirit you placed in me is not impressed with the praise of men. Yes, the spirit that marks me is only energized by your approval. Oh, how I treasure this new nugget of wisdom. I was created for love, and only your love towards me is the pure love the spirit in me craves. Second, Father, is the depravity of man. Even those who call themselves brothers, how quickly they turn. You certainly did warn me that this would happen, as they even consider it a service to you. And the quote is John 16:2, and John 16:2 says, "For you will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing a holy service for Yahweh." And then it says, "And third, Father, is the reality that I am a daily target for the minions who would never consider losing their lives to find you. Yes, because I bear your mark, their purpose is to destroy and harm your children. Again, I say, yes, Father, grant me the spirit of humility. May I be like dust to all men so that I might win some. Grace me with the wisdom to know when to speak and when to stay silent. I beg you, my king, that you grant me this most precious gift. I will then serve you in silent adoration, waiting for my orders." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being able to follow him amongst all circumstances at all times. And we look at these three things in this devotional. I want to discuss these three things. Beginning with the humility of seeking praise only from Yahweh and not from man. And ending with the hardest thing man can control, but the most profitable, and that is his tongue. So we look at these things, and the first thing is, when we look at seeking the affirmation from man and the praise of man over the praise of our Creator, this goes completely the antithesis to what Yahweh wants for us to do in terms of being humble. Being humble. There's no pride in humbleness. And pride is the thing that's going to wipe us away and wipe so many people away. And it speaks about this. How we can change our lives and get out of our flesh and not seek the praises of man, but seek our Creator. Pride is the murderer. Pride is what kills. And we must humble ourselves. We look all the way in the scriptures from the beginning. We look at Satan's downfall for one reason and one reason only, because of pride. And that's what it was. We must understand humility. And we spoke about this in previous devotions. The humility gets rid of the pride. Ezekiel 28:17 says, your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I expose you before kings to feast their eyes on you. And we need to focus and listen to this verse. Wisdom 16:18, which is Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit is stumbling. So we have to understand the destruction of man's heart. The pride is, that's what it is. But also, a person's pride will humble them. You know, and a humble spirit is what we should be seeking. So we must not, like it says here in the beginning of this devotional, seek the praise of man. We must understand what our Creator wants us to do in humanity. And it says in Deuteronomy 8:11-14, beware that you do not forget Yahweh, your God, by keeping the commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command in you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget Yahweh, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. That's Deuteronomy 8:11-14. We must release ourselves from pride. See, all of this comes down to the climax of everything we need to do, and that's complete control over our tongue. Complete control over our tongue. That is what we should desire. Control over our tongue. Romans 12:16 says, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of a low position. Do not be conceited. We need the pride. We need to release the pride. Psalms 131 verse 1 says, my heart is not proud, Yahweh. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. And Galatians 6:3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. And that's what it comes down to. We must hold dear and hold tight to humility. And we need not to seek the praises of man. We need to be careful when people compliment us. We need to understand. Proverbs 29:5 says, the one who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his steps. Yahweh wants our humility. That's what he desires of us. 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, so to keep from becoming conceited, because of the surpassing greatness of this revelation, a thorn was given to me in the flesh. Yahweh is trying to humble us consistently, so we ultimately get control of our tongue. James 4:6 says, but he gives me more grace. That is why Yahweh opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yahweh opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Jeremiah 5:21 says, hear this, you foolish and senseless people who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Romans 2:8 says, for those who are self-seeking and who regret the truth and follow evil, there will be a wrath of anger. Yahweh despises a proud heart. Yahweh despises a proud heart. Everyone who's proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. We must understand this. If we attempt to seek control over our tongues and on our thoughts and everything, this is why this man in this proverb and in this devotion is explaining these three amazing things that is transformed in his life. Proverbs 6:16-17 says, there are six things Yahweh hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. These are the things that Yahweh hates. The same way, who are you younger, submit yourselves to your elders, all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. because Yahweh opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And 1 Peter 3:8, it says, finally, all of you be like-minded and sympathetic. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, and be humble. That's where we want to take it. That's where we want to go. Proverbs 28:25 says, he that is of proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that pureth his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. You see what it says here and understand that when strife is there, the enemy is near. And a proud heart is what stirs up strife. A proud heart is what invites the enemy in. And we must keep it away at all costs. It's pride that keeps us from giving the glory to Yahweh. We take it for ourselves. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you drink, whatever you eat, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh and not unto yourselves. We must understand this. We must understand this. And then we look at what's going to happen when we humble ourselves, when we release ourselves from the pride and we humble ourselves. And when we trust Yahweh and we seek his praises more than man praises, what happens? And what do we find? And what do we see? And it talks about here, the second thing it says in this devotional, second father is the depravity of man. Even those who call themselves brothers, how quickly they turn. You certainly did warn me that this would happen. And we look at the betrayal, how others will betray us. Psalms 41:9 says, even my closest friend who I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Psalms 55:12 says, for it is not the enemy who insults me. I could have handled that. Nor is it someone who hates me, who now arises against me. I could have handled that. But it is you, a man who I treated as my equal, my personal confidant, my close friend. We had good fellowship together. We even walked together in the house of Yahweh. And Job discusses this in his distress. In Job 19:19, my close friends detest me. Those I love turned against me. This was of his greatest sorrow, more than his physical and his death of his children and physically, that his closest friends turned against him. And this is what troubled him so much, so much. Proverbs 25:9 to 10 says, instead, take up this matter with your neighbor. And don't betray a person's confidence. See, this is the suffering that we need to prepare ourselves for. It's not the suffering that we're going to expect from the enemy or the suffering from the world. It's from our own closest friends, the ones we call brothers, from our own family. But we have to cry out to Yahweh for help. Psalms 27:10 says, even if my father and mother abandon me, Yahweh cares for me. Psalms 55:16-70 says, I call upon Yahweh, and Yahweh will deliver me. Morning, noon, and night, I mulled over these things, and I cried out to him in distress, and he heard my voice. He will fight for me. And you only have to be silent, Exodus 14:14. This is what we need to desire. This is what we need to seek. We need to seek him and his words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all the great things you're doing in our lives. But we need to understand about the betrayal of others, and we need to know the suffering we're going to be going through. The suffering that's going to happen. But that's when we're going to be able to finally get control over our tongue after all this suffering. After all these trials, humility is number one. Overcoming the humility. It says in Mark 10:38, but Yeshua said to him, you don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from a bitter cup of suffering that I'm about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering? I must be baptized with. We talk about this baptism of suffering, which we're going to expect and know. And it says, since we are children, we are his hires. In fact, together with Yeshua, we are hires of Yahweh's glory. But if we are able to suffer his glory, we must also share in his suffering. This must be expected, not not surprise upon us. And when we welcome this and embrace this, it says in Isaiah 48:10, I have refined you, but not as silver is refined. Rather, I have refined you in the furnace of suffering. He refines us, and that's what this whole devotional series is about. Suffer well. Suffering for his glory. And that's how we get refined. It's not through the peaks that we're getting refined. It's through the valleys. It's not trusting and praising him when things are going great in our lives. It's when things are going terrible. That's where the suffering overcomes. That's where we become stronger. That's where we become closer to him. Philippians 1:29 says, for you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Yeshua, but also the privilege of suffering for him. So when people come against you, you seek that humble spirit. You get that humble spirit, and the suffering will come. The people will attack you because they'll know it. But Yahweh will pull you through. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for Yahweh. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry Yahweh has given you. Fully carry out the ministry that he has given you amongst all the suffering, amongst all the hardships, amongst all these things. 1 Peter 2:21 says, for Yahweh called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Yeshua suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow his steps. He is your example, and you must follow his steps. Now, when we look at this idea of him being our example and following his steps, what do we come down to? And this is what we speak about and what this whole devotional is about, controlling the tongue. When Yeshua was accused of all these crimes against him, and what was his defense? He controlled his tongue. This is one of the hardest things for man to do, but one of the greatest gifts or rewards or protection man could have. Keep your tongue from telling lies. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. Even keep your tongue from arguing with people. Keep your tongue from quarrel. Keep your tongue from all these. How does keeping your tongue quiet tie into pride and being attacked? They go hand in hand. The prideful want to speak. The prideful want to tell people about all they've done. They want to defend their good works as it was of them. They want to speak gossip. But the humble will sit there and just pray to Yahweh and be thankful and be thankful. Proverbs 6:16-19 says, there are six things Yahweh hates, seven that are detestable: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives wicked scams, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. One of the greatest things Yeshua did after being beat, after being on trial, you know, in the scripture when it says, don't speak of your own, let Yahweh put those words in your mouth. When they said, are you who they say you are? And he could sit there and say, if that's who you say I am. Trusting in Yahweh fully. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Matthew 5:22, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says you fool will be labeled to the hell of fire. Proverbs 19:5 says a false witness will not go unpunished. And he who breathes out lies will not escape. I will submit to you, those of you that are listening right now, your tongue will cause more evil in your life, more wickedness in your life, and more suffering, not for Yahweh, but suffering for the enemy, than anything else you can do. If you can control the tongue, you will seal up the enemy getting in your life. You will seal it up. The enemy cannot read our mind. The enemy does not know what we're thinking. He only looks at our actions and he hears our words. And he knows. He's waiting for us to say something that'll just let him slide right in and attack us in that area. Proverbs 21:23 says, whoever watches his mouth and the tongue keeps himself from trouble. I will submit to you that it says whoever watches his tongue and keeps his mouth seals himself from the enemy. The enemy cannot attack us if we don't give him the resources to do so. And the number one resource we give him is to speak something that we shouldn't be speaking. James 3:3-6 says the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body and can set your whole life on fire. For it is set on fire by hell itself. Proverbs 11:9 says, evil words destroy one's friends. Wise discernment rescues the godly. We must control our tongues. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but hard words stir up anger. Oh, if we can get control of our tongues, folks, we are sealing any way the enemy can get into us. That's the only way he could reach us. Even if we have doubt in our minds, even if our faith is lacking, he doesn't know that unless we speak it. And once we speak it, he knows where to attack us and he gets into us. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one whose rash words are like a sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Hallelujah. Think about what we're saying before we speak. Let Yahweh transform us and let Yahweh control our words. Proverbs 18:20-21 says, from the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says, evildoers are trapped by their sinful talk. And so the innocent escape trouble, for the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things. And the work of the hands brings them their reward. So we see evildoers are trapped by their sinful talk. To speak anything negative, to speak things that are not of Yahweh, these are a trap that open up the door to the enemy. You understand the battle that's going on there for our soul, the battle that's taking place. The enemy doesn't know this unless we act it out and speak it out. Speaking things of rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. These all start with us speaking something. And when we speak these things, the enemy knows exactly where to attack us. But instead, when we fill ourselves and speak the things of love and joy and peace, and speak about long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and virtue and purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. When we speak these things, there's no way for the enemy to get to us. He cannot attack us. Matthew 12:36 says, but I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for in a day of judgment. Matthew 15:18 says, but the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. You understand the connection between the words we speak and shows and reveals our true heart. And as we read this morning in this scripture, we started off with this scripture in this devotional. If you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself. Your religion is worthless. Your religion is worthless. I pray that this is a wake-up call to many of you, and you will think about the information you're pouring out there, what you're saying, what you're letting other people hear. You want other people to hear the gospel and the good news. You want the enemy to hear that. You have no doubt that Yahweh is who he says he is, and Yeshua is going to do what he says he does, and the enemy flees from that. The enemy can't stand that. 1 Peter 3:10 says, if you want to enjoy your life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Hallelujah. Think about everything you are saying, every word that comes out of your mouth, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in conversation, whether it's whatever, talking to yourself, every single word, think about it. Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Hallelujah. No negative talk, no negative words, no negative condemnations. Gracious words are like honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. So many people condemn themselves with the words they speak and the things they say. Proverbs 15:4 says, a gentle tongue is a tree of life. A tree of life. And Matthew 12:37 says, for your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Words have power. Words have power, and we must get control over it. Proverbs 13:3 says, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. We must guard our words. Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. But now you must put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and wrong talk from your mouth, Colossians 3:8. And then Psalms 141:3, set a guard, O my creator, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we end off again with Proverbs 15:14. Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Praise our wonderful creator in all things at all times. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this. Words satisfy a soul as food satisfies a stomach. The right words on a person's lip being satisfaction. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And you can share this and you can listen to this on the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can go and support us there as well. And you can also support us at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Have a blessed day, everybody. And thank you for continuing to support us so we can continue to be on the radio here. Thank you so much for listening. And please share this information with others. And remember to check out our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see all of our teachings. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook under Paul Neeson, PaulNison. And join us every Friday night at 10 p.m. for live fellowship on our YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. Have a great day, everybody, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Many are the weapons of my enemies. Right here in this moment, give me eyes to see. The God of angel armies is surrounded.